Hi. When we last left off, we had just finished doing a orbiter for the mobile orbiters, the Symbian variation. And now I'm actually going to show you one more particular user interface that we do need to develop for, and that's for the IP phones, such as the Cisco 7970. One thing that you'll notice here in particular is that there isn't a particular variation for the Cisco 7970. So how is it done? Let's find out. You'll see that we have, let's say for example, let's go over here to our MySQL query browser. Let me close that, my homework. And let's take a look over real quick over in the skin section of things. You'll find here literally a set of different skins for different user interfaces. You'll find a particular you'll find certain skins like basic. You'll also find mobile phone specific skins which correspond to user interface variations for mobile phones. And you'll also find other various bits and pieces as well. For such things as small UI. Small UI is what we're interested in because it actually provides the user interface used for small user interface panels, such as the Cisco 7970 phone, which effectively has an effective resolution of 320 by 200, and that's pretty much it. Which is pretty small compared to the other panels that we've been targeting, such as the Nokia panel, which is 800 by 480, etc., etc. Okay, so we know that this is skin and it's variation number 6. Of other particular consequence here is this particular field called Merge Standard Variation. What this basically states is that if this is set to 1, then the standard variation, anything that's inside the standard variation, is merged into other variations that are defined underneath it. In this case, this particular skin pretty much exclusively replaces whatever is on top. So it should not merge in the standard variation. It's actually a completely different skin variation that's meant for horizontal screens. So it uses the horizontal screen variant. It just replaces it completely. So it doesn't need to merge everything through. There are other small things that you can check as well to set various different skin aspects as well, and you can take and explore these on your own time as well. It's pretty cool to explore these on your own time. But moving on. If we go back to Designer, we'll actually find that we need to figure out, well, okay, if it's a different screen and there's no variation for it, how do we know where to start? One good clue for this is to look at the particular remote that we patterned our games remote off in the first place, which is the videos remote. We know what screen number this is from a previous screencast, and that's screen number 140. Or 128, actually. I kind of fused both of those together. But let's take a look and see what design objects actually fit for screen number 128. Screen design object. And I'm placing a particular constraint. I only want to deal with screens labeled 128. Oh, sorry, FK screen. My bad. Okay, only one screen type here. Well, let's look at 140. Oh, oops, I. Silly me, I'm using the wrong screen type. If you recall, actually, in a previous screencast, I was just trying the ones for the on-screen displays, and Well, the Cisco Orbiter isn't exactly an on-screen display, so instead what we should be looking for is the screen number for the standard orbiters, and that would be screen number 70 as our pattern here. Look at that. We have our primary design object here, 3278, which we've used before. But you may have noticed that when we did this before that there were two matching entries. The other one is for 4530. And it has a matching skin number of 6. This is the design object that's pulled for this particular screen. And it basically means that, yes, you can indeed, when making your own screens, specify an entirely different design object for your skin. And your skin can therefore encompass all of the known variations inside of it, too. So it's actually possible to replace all of the different design variations with your own skin. But moving on, we're dealing with a small UI for the Cisco here, and it specifically uses screen number, skin number 6 here. And we'll take a look. Okay, 4530. We look at 4530. And we notice that it's actually opened up a whole new category here, small UI, under which we have a whole set of what look like miniature versions of the categories that are already up here. Pretty much just rooted in itself. So that's pretty much how you structure a skin. It's pretty self-explanatory there. But if we actually look at what got selected here, you'll find MNU Videos Remote, and if you click on it, you'll find a nice horizontally rectangular oriented screen for the Cisco 7970 that's been pared down quite a bit. Well, now we have to seriously think. Since we don't have very much space to actually lay out something that's usable on this remote, we have to be very frugal with the buttons that we place on here in the first place. If we look at what's already on here, we see, of course, our old friend object now playing long, which provides all of the, you know, metadata of what's currently playing. That hasn't changed. We see our old friend, the volume control, here. We also see buttons for view attributes, for playlist, create bookmarks, you know. And, of course, our old friend, 2355 object CD cover, so that we get a nice CD cover taking up the left-hand corner of this. We also see manage playlist and random play. Nothing out of the ordinary here, but this also pretty much shows you exactly what we have to worry about when we place our particular user interface into place here. Knowing this, we go ahead and we're going to make a subcategory under here under remotes, because I will be making multiple variations of this probably for different machines. So we say new category under here, we call it games. And underneath that, we make a new design object. Again, type bitmap. And for this, we actually use, and I'm going to go ahead and show you just kind of a quick tour around the skin directory for small UI. If we go into backgrounds for a second, we look, turn on thumbnails for a moment, and we see a variety of different backgrounds and stuff here. You'll notice that some of them are used, some of them aren't, but it kind of gives you a quick gamut, and that runs the entire gamut here. And what we're interested in is main menu small. Main menu small gives us a nice little square piece that's exactly the right size for small UI, and that's what we'll use as our primary background. Since there are no variations of this, there's only this one variation, we simply put this in place here. we create new design object as MNU games remote. Same thing. And it's pure coincidence that these things are named the same. They don't have to be named the same. I do it in this for the sake of consistency. Once we've created it, we look at it. And there's our blank canvas to put our games remote. Now, starting off with the same design principles as we've done before, we know that we need our thumbnail view right here on the left-hand side, 532.798, and starts 0266 here. And we're going to go ahead and place it to give a sense of scale in our design. Again, our old friend object CD cover, we place it. .0266 532.798, and now we have our CD, our disk cover, so to speak, placed and ready to go. Moving on, we figure out that we definitely would need the volume control, would be a nice touch here, so let's go ahead and add that as well. We know we need that. 2288. And with that in place, we know this is going to be 532.266. Again, notice the consistent proportions used in all of these particular user interface layouts. And we also know that we need the long playing data next to it as well, or the now playing data. So again, 2455, and we place it. We know, of course, 532. We know, of course, that we need 798, and we need this to sit at 532 to be nice and anchored at the bottom there. We already see our little remote taking shape here. Now we also know that we need, we take a look for a moment and think, okay. Keeping in mind, too, you'll notice that there are no, there's the usual buttons here for home and power are not here, particularly because they're taken care of by the five Cisco soft keys at the bottom of the phone. And Small UI is basically built with this in mind. It was built like this instead of a standard variation, particularly because there was no real thought as to, are all of the phones going to be like this that support this? Maybe not. We would potentially have to take and support different skins for different phones that have different configurations of soft keys. Do they have soft keys? Do they not? Or do we have to do it entirely on the touchscreen, etc.? Things to think about when you're laying out your design. But for now, we lay out for the Cisco 7970, and we know its capabilities very well. So the home button, the power button, and those buttons are taken care of, so we do not have to waste our canvas space up here to include them. So, moving on, we think very well that, okay, we know that we would possibly want a monitor mode button, for sure. We might want to watch what's being played on the phone. So we go up to our buttons here. Media, games. We place monitor mode. We resize it. And it's ready to go. Okay. We also, yeah, we could possibly use as well a we could possibly use as well a insert coin and player one start. Why not put them there as well? You never know. Right on the money. And we could potentially, let's see for a moment. We know that we need, actually, is that the game reset? That's monitor mode. Okay. Insert coin. Oh yes, make sure that we have our sights set correctly. One, two. Do we need the other bits and pieces from the video's remote? Maybe not. Maybe we want bookmarks as well. And manage playlist, perhaps? Nah, probably not. 4458 for sure. Maybe we need attributes doesn't seem very useful for this particular remote. I see no reason for it, nor do I see a reason for random, so I don't see a particular reason to put that. Maybe I want to also see maybe I also want to manage and see playlist as well. So see playlist I'll put on top here. 4457. Of course, manage playlist as well. And those are placed, ready to go. And that basically is everything that we need for the MNU games remote for small UI. Everything that we basically would just need if we wanted to answer the phone something, pause the game, unpause it right here, and whenever we're ready, go into monitor mode when we need it. Maybe insert another coin or two when we wanted to. Have our volume control right there where we need it, and the visual view of what's playing, both textually and visually here on the left-hand side. Everything's laid out exactly as we need it. However, we're still not quite done. We also need to, of course, save our changes. Also, as well, since the Cisco phone doesn't really have the concept of a selectable cursor in the XML browser, especially not when you're feeding full-blown bitmaps back to the display here, there is no real need for a tab stop. So, knowing that, we can simply just choose not to put tab stops in place. But now that we have this saved and ready to go, we have this new design object 5652 that we need to make sure has an appropriate Games Screen Attachment. And for that, we look at our old friend, our MySQL query browser, to make sure we have screen 284, which, if you recall, screen 284 is our game screen, our game's remote. So bringing back to it, we know that we need one more row, much the same as the video's remote that you saw earlier, another row also pointing to screen 284 to our new design object 5652. Is that backwards? That's neat. 5625 and 5652. Nice coincidence. But basically that also has FK skin here set to 6 so that it knows where to go. So for that, we use our wonderful friend MySQL to create the fields for us, to create the row for us. Do not use MySQL Query Browser to create these rows. Just a reminder. Explain screen design object as we push into place here. Sorry. Nicer. And stop for a moment. I'm going to pause for a moment while I build the query. We form the query, making sure, of course, auto increment so it's null. Screen 284 goes to design object 5652. Skin number is 6. We insert the row. We verify. And our new record is here, ready to go. Yay! That's all we have to do, essentially, from the screen viewpoint to have it automatically send the screen to the Cisco phone like it's supposed to. Now, with this, we can essentially run ScreenGen to regenerate the screens, rebuild the orbiters, and we would, in this case, because the orbiter on the Cisco is not the orbiter executable per se, it's the proxy orbiter would have to be rebuilt. But once that's rebuilt, it would then have support for pushing the screen to the phone. And with that, I conclude this screencast. And moving on, this next screencast will focus on the particular screen that I will be using for monitor modes and systematically going through the variations for those. Thank you.